You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, April the 17th. I have my man, Mark Narducci, back with me. We're going to talk about last night's game. The Sixers lost to the Miami Heat. 113-103. You know, it was one of those games where, as good as the Sixers looked on Saturday night, shooting the three-pointer, they were the exact opposite this night. And they ended up shooting 19.4%, and they were 7th for 36 on threes. It wasn't a good night, Mark.
No, it wasn't, Keith. And, you know, we talked to the Heat players afterwards and the Sixers players, and they all talked about how the Heat played a more physical game. They didn't give them the open looks. They played up off the screens, and they made them take tougher shots. And in doing so, that's what you saw tonight. And the Sixers had no other answer, Keith. You know, other than Ben Simmons being able to take it to the basket, there were really not a lot of other answers for the Sixers.
No, it wasn't. I mean, you look at it right now. You have Robert Covington, 1 for 9. J.J. Redick, 1 for 7. Marco Bellinelli, 2 for 8. You know, Ersan Ilyasova, 0 for 2. Dario Saric, 3 for 10. It's like they shot themselves out of the game, man.
Well, and I think the other thing that happened, we saw some full court pressure from Miami, Keith. I thought one of the unsung heroes tonight was a guy that scored 2 points, Justice Winslow. He was guarding Ben Simmons a lot when he came off the bench and picking him up for 94 feet. And what that did was it made Ben work a little bit more, and it didn't allow the Sixers to get in their offenses early, so then they had to rush their shots a little bit, and some of those threes were rushed. I thought that was a real key in the game.
It was, and I'm going to be honest with you, I was a little surprised that Miami didn't go to that in the first game. Mm-hmm. I mean, because this is something that they had a lot of success against the Sixers with in the regular season. You know, it was like, you know, you have James Johnson and Winslow. I mean, they kept rotating those two guys on him. And, you know, it got to a point where, as Ben Simmons did have a successful game when you look at it.
Sure.
You know, he had 24 points. He had, you know, 8 assists. He had 9 rebounds. And he shot, you know, 10 from 17 from the field. So he had a successful game. However, it just seems like they're pressuring him. It just seemed like it got everyone else out of whack.
And did you notice he played 39 minutes as well in the game? And I thought he looked a little tired. The Heat players said, nah, he's a young guy that can go all the way. They did not agree with my assessment on that. But I think they took the Sixers a little bit out of their rhythm by doing that full court. And I thought that was just one of the adjustments that Coach Eric Spoelstra made.
What do you think the 76ers need to do for the next game?
Well, I think that they have to match Miami's physicality, and they have to be able to, I think, take it more to the basket. I think Dario Saric, when he goes to the basket, and especially he opened the game aggressively doing that because he had Hassan Whiteside on him. Now, he could take him to the basket anytime. I think the Sixers have to look to do a little bit more of that. As I said before, I thought the only one that was kind of successful at doing it was Simmons. If they're going to play up on the screens like that, Keith, then the Sixers should be able to get a few backdoor plays and things like that.
Yeah, that's just true. But, hey, Mark, hopefully for the 76ers, I know they hope that they have a better game in game 3, but as they say, we now have a series. Whenever they say a road team wins, then we have a series. So now we'll see what the 76ers can do in game 3 against the Miami Heat. Mark, I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast, and I want to thank y'all for listening, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.